It is time for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. And our guests today are joining us over the phone. And, of course, they are with Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems from the radiology department, as Kara Riemann and Amy Eilert are with us. And, ladies, how are you this morning?
We're good, Wade.
Good.
You guys up and at 'em, bright and early, ready to go, right?
Always.
Yes. What time do you guys have to be at work in the morning?
6:30.
Well, that's not early at all. What time? What time do you guys get up and get ready for your day?
It differs every day. Depends on how late I'm going to try to sleep in.
That's kind of how I am as well. All right. Why don't you guys tell us why you're on with us here today? I know you guys have a lot of things you're excited about when it comes to different services and equipment and everything else that has to do with mammography.
Well, we're here today to talk about the new 3D mammography machine that was just newly installed, and we're super excited about it. And we just wanted to tell a little background about the installation process, first of all. It was kind of a six-week process to deinstall the old unit and get the new unit installed, and then the physicist had to come to examine the machine. And then a team from GE came to Beloit to offer us applications for all of the technologists and the radiologists. And because of this, we are unfortunately a little bit backlogged on our scheduling for mammography, with October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It all kind of happened to fall during that time frame, because usually you can call in and get an appointment scheduled within a week's time frame. But right now we're actually backlogged a little bit until December, actually. So the one thing we wanted to talk about today was what we're offering because of that is a Mammo Marathon event on November 11th.
All right, so tell us a little bit about that event and why people should mark it on their calendars.
Well, we're featuring pre-scheduled screenings all day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on the 11th. We will be taking walk-ins or anyone. We won't be taking anyone with diagnostic issues during the event, just screening mammography appointments. And additionally, the Mitchell County Hospital and the Medical Foundation will host a community open house from 6 to 7 that evening for anyone that would like to view the new machine and just celebrate the equipment upgrade with a funds presentation from the Dane Hansen Foundation grant, which the foundation was awarded to aid in the funding of the new services. And professional staff will be available to answer any questions and show off the new 3D unit. And they're going to offer some light hors d'oeuvres also for the occasion.
All right. And so how could people, they can give you a call and schedule an exam?
You can call 785-738-9554, which is our direct line to radiology, to schedule your exam for this event. Or any other date that would work for your schedule, if it's not that date, of course. And our office hours, you can call anytime from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
All right, Kara Riemann and Amy Eilert, our guests today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems there in the radiology department, talking about that event coming up on Monday, November the 11th. So let me ask you, because, you know, 3D, I think a lot of people have heard of 3D, like, oh, that sounds cool. But not everybody knows exactly really what it is. What's the differences in the 3D services versus past services that you've offered?
Yeah, so the 3D mammography machine is still going to create your 2D image that we always did in the past, but you're also going to get a 3D mammo as well. The patient is still going to just stay in one place. The machine will do all the work, take all the images it needs to get the 3D image. The machine just kind of moves a couple times, gets additional pictures, and puts it together to make that 3D picture. It only takes just a few seconds longer than what our traditional 2D image took. Most patients do not even notice a difference between the two. And the difference is more on the post-processing side, on how the image is created. The 3D is especially beneficial for patients with dense breast tissue, as well as really young patients will really benefit from this service. The radiologist is better able to evaluate the breast tissue layer by layer, and it also decreases the amount of false positive exams. So the likelihood of a patient having to come back for additional imaging is decreased, which decreases the patient anxiety, and it just makes it for a better experience and image all the way around.
Well, and you know, it's timely, as we've talked about before. Of course, October was Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but you guys certainly, every month is important to make sure that you are screened. And why is it so important for women of all ages and regardless of health history to complete these services each and every year? Why is that so important?
Well, 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer by the age of 75. Regular breast screening can help find cancer at an early age and more curable stage. That's our goal. Screening exams should begin at the age of 40, according to the American College of Radiology, and be performed every year. For women with a family history, though, of breast cancer, an annual mammogram starting no later than 10 years before the age of the earliest diagnosis in the family. So, in other words, if my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 40, then I should be starting my mammograms at the age of 30.
Gotcha. I've had this question that's been posed before, and over time you have to adjust the technology, and there's better screening ways, and certainly this 3D technology is state-of-the-art technology that you guys are going to have now at Mitchell County Hospital Health System, the radiology department. Does a mammogram take the place of a manual breast exam, or do people still need to do that?
No, it's definitely still very, very important to do your manual breast exam. The best chance for a woman to find early detection of breast cancer is to combine those manual exams with your annual breast exam. And generally, your manual breast exams are done by a doctor, but it's important for women to do them monthly themselves as well. And the mammogram and the breast exam will complement one another.
Gotcha. So there's lots of different technologies. Like there's we've heard about it with lots of injuries. There's MRIs and there's ultrasounds. And but why is mammography, why does that seem to be the only one that really is the best at handling or doing these testing and finding out if somebody has breast cancer?
Well, currently mammography is the only exam that's approved by the FDA to help screen for breast cancer in women that don't have any signs or symptoms such as a lump or pain. Mammography helps detect approximately 85% of all those breast cancers. While ultrasound and, you know, MRI and other tests are helpful for further investigating any abnormalities, the first detection is with mammography or a physical exam. The other exams are very good, even if something is already seen on the mammogram, to further investigate that lesion.
All right, we're talking with Kara Riemann, Amy Eilert. They're our guests today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health System, talking about the new state-of-the-art 3D mammography screening services and equipment that they now have, and they're having an open house and an event coming up on Monday. More on that in just a moment. But there's one thing that I'm trying. I got some notes here in front of me, and you guys I know have some as well. The GE Sinograph Pristina, that's a mouthful in itself, just trying to say that. What in the world are we talking about there, ladies?
So that's the machine that we have. Our MAMO machine is a GE machine.
Okay.
And we're real excited about it. We had to, you know, decide between, we had a few options, and the GE really stood out to us because that machine is designed, it's made by women for women. So it has things such as soft lighting, rounded edges, a thinner detector, flex paddles. All these things are things that women said, you know, that we need to change this. This would make it a lot better for the patient experience to help relieve the patient anxiety. So it's more ergonomically designed for the technologist performing the exam as well as the patient that's getting the mammogram done. And also this 3D unit, it delivers superior diagnostic accuracy at the same dose as a traditional 2D. So there's no more, it's not an increased radiation exposure or anything. And this machine is actually the lowest patient dose of all the FDA-approved 3D systems. So never has a mammogram system been so focused on patients, technologists, and radiologists. It puts everyone in a better position for a more relaxing experience, a better workflow, and great effective care.
Well, listen, I'm just going to say it right now. Thank God men aren't making that type of equipment, although it's probably happened in the past. But that makes sense that you know what is comfortable, not comfortable when designing equipment for something like this. We are talking to Kara Riemann and Amy Eilert, Mitchell County Hospital Health System, our guests today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, oddly enough. The technology, I'm going to flow away a little bit here for a moment, but the technology itself, how long have you been in the healthcare industry, Kara and Amy? How long have you guys been in it?
26 years for me, and I've been an exercise for about 10 good going on 11 years.
Okay, so 26 years and 11 years, if I heard that correctly.
Yep.
So we're talking about, you know, I'm not trying to make anybody seem old here. 2.5 decades, a decade. What? I mean, with technology, we've heard this over and over in every single thing imaginable, in no matter what the industry is, that you have to be ahead of the curve. If you're behind the curve, you're running behind. And that you have to, in your industry, of course, it's about, you know, finding out issues before they become bigger issues, as we know, detecting breast cancer. It's so important to take care of our community. Hospitals are very important, no matter where they are, but certainly in a smaller rural community, because we have seen some hospitals that have had to shut down over the last few years, unfortunately. But over the years that you guys have been in the industry, just tell us a little bit about, whoever wants to go first or second, as to the advances in technology and how it is getting better to detect issues that people are having that you really couldn't find out years ago.
Oh, goodness. You can date back a little bit before I started here even. I mean, mammography has changed so much in the fact that it was like a true x-ray on flat plates. That this is stuff that no one's going to understand, but the technology, I can't even tell you how much has changed. And the ergonomics of the machine, and the big thing is the actual image for that radiologist to read from is, bar none, this machine is over and over, we talk about it every day, how much better that we can see on the image itself.
Yeah, I was going to say, it probably makes your job a lot easier, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And it's a faster experience. I mean, we went from having to develop the actual mammogram film that patients would have to wait until the film was developed, to now it's, in a matter of seconds, the image is there, and we know if we have the image we need, and it makes it just a faster and more effective experience.
That's amazing. Technology for the better, no doubt. One of the things that you mentioned here, mammography helps detect approximately 85% of all breast cancers. That's a high percentage. Now, no, it's not 100%. Really, there's nothing in life that really provides 100%. But still, that's a pretty important number, and another reason why people should go ahead and get a mammogram, right?
Correct.
Man. That's good to know. All right, so for people that maybe missed and they're just tuning in now, when is the Mammo Marathon event again? I know it's coming up on Monday, but tell us the details again for people that might have just tuned in.
It's Monday, November 11th. We're scheduling patients starting at 7 a.m., and we'll go through 7 p.m. with light hors d'oeuvres from 6 to 7, because they're going to be doing a presentation to the technologists in the UP department for Dane Hansen grant that the foundation was so gracious to get us to help pay for the mammography machine.
Well, we will make sure that we keep letting people know about that event coming up on Monday. Anything else that you ladies want to mention before we let you get back to the hard work at hand?
Yeah, just one more time. Our phone number there in the x-ray department is 785-738-9554. And call to get set up for November 11th or any day that works for your schedule. We would be happy to get you scheduled.
Kara, Amy, thanks for your time, and we appreciate it, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for having us, Wade.
Absolutely. Kara Riemann, Amy Eilert, they are our guests today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Once again, that event coming up on Monday, November the 11th.